All right, guys, welcome back to our podcast. You're tuning into the Team Titan Show. We are still at home, still on
with
our sofa.
With the special guest, me, again.
Yes, indeed. With the special guest, my wife, Debbie,
yay!
Right here. And this is week two of the Circuit Breaker. We are officially done with half of the Circuit Breaker. So we only have, what, 2 more weeks to go?
It feels like it has only been 4 days for me.
I'm not sure whether a lot of people can agree with that. I think
I lost count, but I just know that it doesn't feel like that long. And I don't really know what day it is anymore.
You've never known what day it was.
Well, yeah. Only when you tell me you need to upload a video, then I'm like, okay, it's Sunday.
Yeah.
Other than that, it's like, is today Wednesday or Friday?
But we haven't been doing a lot, right? We've just been eating a lot. We've been eating a lot, like eating so much.
Yeah.
In fact, that's all we do now. I mean, we even started this thing where we get local F&B outlets mm-hmm. to send over their food and send over their menu so we can share their menu and encourage people to order food from these people to support our local businesses.
Totally.
I guess that's the least we could do, right? Mm-hmm. And come on, who's complaining about it? Free food.
Yeah, and I think it's great because we get to try so many different kinds of food and maybe even like foods or like cuisines that you're not very open to, you might end up trying.
Yeah. And Denise sent over some food
today.
Yeah,
she sent over some food today, some Korean food.
Why did she do that?
I don't know. She was very sweet. She was asking me, do you have dinner plans tomorrow? And I was like, I'm not very sure. So I said, no. She's like, let me send over something. So that was sweet.
That's
and
nice.
We had some Korean food. And we had bak kut teh for dinner. Very nice. Legendary bak kut teh. That's the name of the store.
Nice.
And it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked
and
it.
And you've been... Yesterday, the whole day you were on karaoke, right? For like 4 hours.
Oh my god, yes.
On a Sunday.
So there's this new app uh-huh. called Quanming. It's some Chinese app. And me, City, and a bunch of the other Titan girls were just on the app and just singing for like many hours straight. And I guess it's fun because it's the only way you can like sing with your friends when you're not together.
Yeah.
And it's the only app. And yeah, you should try it, although you don't like singing.
Why didn't you ask Ridwan to try? I think Ridwan has been on
Ridwan,
some singing
app,
right?
Ridwan is on the app too.
Does he get paid for it?
I think if you are like a good singer, you can actually sing in like the bigger rooms with like public audiences and they can actually give you gifts if you're like good.
Okay.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, I've just been...
But I just sing in with my friends lah, obviously.
Right.
I'm not at that level, but it's fun.
That's fine. I've just been working.
I know.
It's very stressful time. Yeah, and we're filming, we're editing, and just big shout out to everyone who's been listening and watching our podcast. I mean, a lot of people loved the previous episode, the one that we did together.
Sweet.
Yeah, and
I'm happy that you guys liked it.
It's pretty crazy that people would like listen to 1 to 2 hour videos, right? Because we're so used to making videos 10 minutes or even less.
And it's
less.
So different. I think podcast is really not like our regular skits where
we
are like portraying a different persona. Like for me, like on T1, T5, I'm completely not like me in real life.
So what are you like in real life?
Maybe a bit like of like the...
weird side.
Like a bit blur.
Yeah, you are blur.
Yeah.
You're like smart, but you're like blur at the same time.
I
and then when you put on those
smart.
Glasses, you have that the face. That
yeah. I think like there's a part of me that is like my character in T1, T5, but I'm more... maybe not so... dumb.
At first
am
it
I
started
a dumb character? I don't know. Like, how would you put, what would you think
know.
That my
think
character
for,
is like?
I think
actually.
For every character in T1, T5, right, a lot of it was just accidental. So, I think we're different than the new class, obviously, because the thing about us is that we really started as ourselves. So, it was never something where, okay, from the start, Jianhao's going to portray this kind of character.
Yeah.
Denise's going to portray this kind of character. We sort of just
grew
into it.
But for the newer cast, there are like
more
specific.
Because you realize that, okay, we already have a smart one.
Someone,
we already have a silly one. So let's have a funny or
but I'm sure as their character develops, they might change their personality or,
I'm sure. I mean,
right?
Yeah, a little bit of it lives inside of you.
Yeah, it does. But I think you are very similar to the character, and I don't think you're portraying anyone, to be honest.
Really?
Maybe you're not so mischievous. Oh, really? You are.
I am mischievous. I think I am very mischievous.
Yeah, I think person. You're just playing yourself, which is great. It's good.
But are you playing yourself?
A part of me, yeah. Actually, to be honest, every time I braid my hair and put on the glasses, I just get in the mood like of being like nerdy and weird. I think it's quite fun.
No, even when you're not in the braids, I remember that day. I don't remember what we were doing.
I was doing the cookie.
Oh yeah, we were doing the cookie, right? Then
I was decorating a cookie.
Uh-huh.
And then you wanted to do a TikTok, and then you put the glasses on me.
All right. No, it was another time when you were, I don't know, basically, you just have that character inside of you. It's part of you.
Yeah, part of me. I think so too.
Today, Tongen, our producer of the podcast, prepared a little bit of material for us. And yeah. I printed it out. The funny thing is I printed it out on
my sticker paper.
Yes, because you've been putting this sticker paper, right? Basically, I printed this... these questions on a paper, which I usually do for every podcast, but today it's on a sticky paper because Debbie
left it in a printer.
Yeah, she just put all these stickers in the printer. What is it for?
Oh, it's actually for like Kira stuff, the Kira right. Co stuff.
Okay.
But yeah. It's okay, I'll give you one for free.
I get so annoyed when I print my script on it all the time, you know. Why? I'm like, no.
Now you can paste it somewhere.
It's thick you can and paste it's uncomfortable.
You can paste it on an A4 paper.
I'll just take it out and like, I'll just paste it out on you so I don't have Why? To look at a paper.
Why don't you paste it on a pillow?
Nah, I'll paste it on you. Paste it on yourself.
Okay.
Okay, it's too far. I don't even know why I tried that.
Oh, my hair.
Oh, no.
Okay. What do you think?
I think it's great.
Yeah?
You know, I'm interviewing a doctor tomorrow for the podcast.
Wow.
Wednesday, actually. Well, by the time this comes out, it will be tomorrow.
How are you going to do it? Like?
I think, in fact, I wanted to do it like this.
Yeah.
But it would be a little bit weird if I actually put a TV there, a monitor there.
No, I think it's cool. Maybe I think that would be cool. Yeah. And then we can dress him up in a doctor's outfit. No.
Dress him up. Maybe we can put him on the bear brick and then we dress the bear brick as a doctor.
I have like a surgeon's outfit. I mean like...
Oh, do you?
No.
Is it the same one that I'm thinking about?
No, it's a prop. I don't even have...
Oh, a prop.
It's a prop in the prop room.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just a lab coat. What is a surgeon's outfit? It's just a lab
no,
coat.
No, it's like a... is it called scrubs? Yeah, scrub.
Scrub.
Like the one where they wear like the same color when they go for a surgery or like, you know, like okay. the green one.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm just pretending like I know.
I know. You're pretending. Okay.
All right. So how have you been feeling during this quarantine? It's been 2 weeks. Are you bored yet? I mean, it only feels like 4 days. What's that about?
For me, I really feel like because I don't know what day it is. So maybe 1 day, 3 days may feel like 1 day to me.
Unbelievable.
But isn't it great? Imagine if I have to feel dreadful and then both of us have to be dreadful together. At least
oh,
only
are
one
you saying I'm dreadful?
A little bit. A little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like you are much happier when you get to like go to the office and stuff. No?
Not because I get to go to the office, but I just feel more piled on with work.
Yeah, because when you work from home, I notice that you don't know when is your sleep time, when is your work time.
Yes.
And that is like hard because when you go to the office, you know that when you reach the office, it's work. And then when you come back, you know like, okay, more or less, it's time to rest.
Yep.
Although you never really get 100%.
I never really rest, but at least I know like, okay, this is the time where I'm not going to look at a computer or what. But at home here, I have like, what, two computers on that table, one computer in my office, one laptop upstairs, and my iPad literally is carried with by my hand everywhere I go.
Yeah.
So yeah, it never ends. And also because during this time, we all have to work at home, right?
Yeah.
Personally, I have to take on a lot of the work because usually it's spread out within a lot of channels.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our clients, right? But right now, they can't shoot much except for like a day in my life. So it piles on to myself and even you.
So how do you deal with it then? How are you dealing?
I'm okay.
You're okay?
I'm okay. I'm here. I'm alive.
Aww.
Yeah.
I hope you're okay.
I'm okay.
I will wash your hair for you. Do you know that just a random fact, but do you know that Jianhao is so spoiled that he does not wash his hair by himself anymore?
Yes. So about that, yeah, I have not washed my own hair for a very long time. Every time I say it, people are like, ew, you haven't washed your hair.
No, but he goes to the salon.
Yes. So
to wash his hair.
It started about, I think, 2 weeks before Starly was born. Right?
Yeah, so that's more than 7-8 months ago.
Okay, it's about
almost a year if you think about it.
It's 7 months is not a year. Basically, what happened was Debbie brought me to the salon to wash my hair, which she has been doing for years. But she
not years.
Okay,
but you don't do it like every single time.
You still wash your hair at home sometimes.
Yeah, I do.
But basically, Debbie introduced me to that. And when I realized that I can just go to a salon every day and wash my hair and have a 20-minute massage and have my hair dried for me and blowed for me, I much rather do that. So since Starly was born until now, I have not washed my own hair. Until recently, of course, because we're stuck at home, right? We had to finally buy shampoo and conditioner.
Finally buy. I mean, we have shampoo. It's just that you want the
we never
special
had, we
one.
We never had shampoo. We never had shampoo.
We did.
We did not.
It's in the bottle.
Well, I never saw it.
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Yeah. All right, so let's take a look at what Mr. Tongan have for us today.
It's
actually, you can remove that. It looks kind of weird. Yeah, just take that off. Take that sticker off. Oof. Okay. Let's talk about how we met.
How we met. Why don't you tell them?
How we met was at a pet shop. Debbie was actually working as a pet groomer. And actually, that's not how we met. We met at Zoo.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah. But that was as friends.
Yeah.
But
We just said hi.
Yeah. Basically, we had same acquaintances, right?
Yeah.
And I brought Buncha to the pet shop for grooming, to cut her hair. And then I met Debbie there. And
yeah, then we started talking a little.
Yeah,
we were just talking over the counter, and you were telling me about your trip to Vietnam.
You were telling me about your trip to Phuket. Actually, you were not telling me about your trip to Phuket. I asked about your trip to Phuket because I stalked your Instagram.
Oh,
yeah. And then after that,
so you came to the pet store with a motive.
Yes. No. Well, the first time was for Buncha, but the second time I came for a motive, and it was to see you again.
Oh, so sweet.
Yeah, I think Vincent was with me on
that day,
right?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
But I can't really remember.
I don't remember much either.
Yeah.
But that's how we met. And then our first official date was actually in SP.
Yeah.
Right?
It was like
where you used to study at?
Yeah, it was just like... No, at the point, it was more like a... It was like a hangout. Was it a date?
It was kind of a date.
Okay.
Okay, well, let me give you guys a story, all right? Basically, I went to look for Debbie, and I remember it was a Tuesday, and I had an event to go to. And it just so happens, right, that the client, well, they weren't really a client at that time. Basically, they were just it was an invitation. Maybe we were supposed to go for a meeting. I don't exactly remember what
it was.
Who
were you supposed to go to the meeting with?
Audio Technica.
I mean, like, who with, like...
Myself.
Okay.
And the client was Audio Technica. And the funny thing is, I said that I was busy or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to meet Debbie. And then we never talked until we did this podcast.
Oh my gosh. And here we
are with Audio Technica mics and Audio Technica headphones.
That's 5 years ago. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Almost 5 years ago.
Yeah. And on that day, we went to Starbucks. Well, we had McDonald's first. And then we went to Starbucks for a talk.
Did I skip my class to talk to you?
I don't know. You always skip your class. I'm sure you skipped your class.
No.
Yeah. So Debbie as a student was not a very... her attendance was not great. Let's just put it that way.
Well, yeah.
And the funny thing is like
mischievous
she...
Mischievous student. Do not learn from me.
Yeah. And the funny thing is she stayed at my house, which was just, 3 minutes drive to your school.
Yeah.
Yep. And
which was nice. And you sent me to school.
I sent you there. I had to wake up at... like 8. Yeah. Which was not normal for me.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now that I think back, you right. must have really liked me.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though. Mm-hmm. Not anymore.
What? now I love you. now you're wife level, okay?
Oh, so yeah. sweet. Would you wake up at 8 a.m. for me now?
Now you're a wife. I don't have a choice. Now it's like, I have to.
No, you can be like, maybe just call Grab.
No, I'll wake up for you.
Aw. But we had really... rocky start to begin with.
We did have a rocky start. It wasn't the best start.
Yeah.
I think both of us were getting out of our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it reached closure.
Mm.
So that's why. That's why yeah. it was rocky.
Yeah, it was pretty rocky. Yeah. And I was like, a lot of the times I was a bit insecure. And no, I mean, we're much over that now.
Yeah, we're over it. But I think it was hard for you as well because you were... I mean, my ex just so happens to be such a prominent figure yeah. in the industry, right?
Yeah.
And
like, getting compared to, like, when you just stepped into this picture, it's like what is going on? And, like, just getting hated on and stuff. It was a little bit
That must
hard.
Be weird, right? It must be weird. I mean, dating someone like that. Yeah. I wouldn't know how it feels because...
Yeah, that's why at a point of time, like, I question whether, like, I question my self-worth. After a while, which is quite, I don't know, but it's like...
Okay, what kind of hate were you getting? Just like, to give everybody a little
okay,
bit of
Okay, like,
context.
Basically, everyone will just say, like, hey, like, Naomi is better than you. Like, who the heck are you? Like, did you come in and, like, snatch Jianhao away? And, like, I got a lot of that. And I think, as much as I can say, I try not to care about it, it does affect me some way or another in the beginning.
Of course.
Yeah. And you were not, like, completely done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, in time, I think everything played out very nicely and yeah. our trust and love for each other grew a lot. And mm-hmm. we are here today.
Here we are today, married with a baby and doing a podcast at home.
Yeah, because you have no other guest.
I have a doctor tomorrow, all right? I do have guests.
Okay.
Okay, I got a doctor.
So why are you going to ask him tomorrow? Are you ready?
You know what I really want to talk about? Mental health.
Oh.
I'm not trying to signal that I'm struggling with mental health or something, but
what do you
I
mean
think
signal that you're struggling.
I don't know.
I'm so confused.
I'm gonna write send help over here. No, what I meant was I realized that there are so many people staying at home right now and they are not used to it. So I'm sure that's going to affect them mentally, right?
Yeah.
And not everyone has the luxury like us to have a yard, to actually have space around the house where they can walk.
Mm-hmm.
And people are being so strict about this stay home thing. Even though, yes, if you can, you should go out for a run at the park mm-hmm. and exercise. But there are just some people who are like moral police, you know, and like that group SG COVIDiots. That
oh, there is a group?
Basically, there is a group on Facebook and Instagram that's just exposing people for going out or not wearing a mask,
mm-hmm.
which at to a certain extent, yes, when you're out, if you have to, then go out. But when you're out, wear a mask at all times.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who, I saw this video, it really upset me. It was an Indian guy just having a stroll at a park. You know, I don't think he was breeze walking. It really looked to me like he just had a jog
mm-hmm.
and he was catching his breath, or maybe for older people, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure a walk is considered pretty tiring.
Yeah.
And you know, to wear a mask, that will block a lot of their
restricting
breathing.
Your,
yeah. And you don't want that. And
yeah.
in fact, the government has said that if you're, I don't know the exact words, don't quote me on this, but
yeah.
basically, if you're doing any hard exercises, you don't
strenuous.
Have to wear a mask. Yeah.
yeah.
So basically, it was this video of this guy exposing that Indian guy, and he was really rude about it.
Mm.
And yeah,
nice.
that wasn't nice. Yeah, so I've been seeing a lot of that. But yeah, back to what I wanted to talk about with the doctor. I think I will ask him about mental health.
Yeah.
If you guys have any suggestions for me,
what
do
kind of
do
doctor
let me know.
Is he?
I'll have to do a bit of my research on that. But I saw him on Straits Times.
Okay.
I think he's one of the leading doctors, and it would be great to have a talk with him.
Yeah.
And get to know more, mm-hmm. at least from a doctor's
perspective.
Is this
your first time interviewing a doctor? I mean, not interviewing, but talking, like having a full-on conversation.
What, with a doctor?
Yeah.
I had lots of conversations
I mean,
with the doctor, okay?
I
Especially
mean,
when I try to get MC. Yeah, but no, if you're asking me if I'll be nervous, the answer is no. I mean, I interviewed The Rock. I think that stressed me out.
Yeah, that did. But that was
It wasn't
fun.
Just that day, it was like 2 days before that, right?
So yeah, we went to Hawaii.
We went to Hawaii, we interviewed The Rock, Kevin Hart, and Jet Black.
Yeah. I knew like that you were really nervous, so like, I was trying to help you by pretending to be them, and then like you were asking me the questions. It was so cute. But it went really well, right?
Yeah, it did. Sadly, though, I was really disappointed because I was the last interviewer.
Yeah,
so they were all so tired, and they even wore shades. Compared to, like, if you look at the first interviews, right, they were actually, like, full-on, really energetic, taking selfies and stuff. So my time with them even got cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was a bit sad, but understandable.
Yeah,
but yeah.
It's not easy for them, too.
Yeah. How did we get to talking about The Rock? I thought we were talking about how we met.
Let's move on to the next one.
Let's just stick to this because I feel like we can just go on talking about random
stuff. It's like it never ends.
But I feel like perhaps if this circuit breaker really extends, then that's what this podcast is going to be, just us talking. Then maybe we should like not talk for like the whole day. And then...
No.
I'm just kidding. So what was the biggest challenge dating me?
I think the biggest challenge was just... Sorry.
Why? Is Starly waking up?
No, I'm just checking on her.
Yeah, we have that camera like 24/7 when we are not actually...
Yeah,
when we're not actually around her, right?
But when she's asleep, for sure. When she's awake, there's definitely someone around her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But when she's asleep, you know.
We just gotta keep an eye, make sure everything's okay.
So is she alright?
Yeah, she is.
A lot of the comments have been actually requesting for Starly to be on the podcast.
She will be screaming in the mic.
Let me just tell you guys that that is pretty impossible. Firstly, she can't speak. Although I had a dream yesterday that she could talk.
Oh, my dad had the same dream.
I had a okay. The weird part was that I had a dream that she sleep talked.
Oh my God, what did she say?
I don't know. Oh, I forgot. Oh my God. I don't know why I can't remember my dream. But basically, I had a dream where Starly sleep talked.
As a baby this size?
Yeah. But when she woke up, she's back to... But when she sleeps, she sleep talks.
That's a bit creepy. Oh my God, that's so creepy.
Yeah, now I just remember.
So my dad also recently told me that he had a dream of Starly talking, like at this size.
Yeah.
So crazy that you guys are having like similar dreams. Not me yet though.
I guess she may be.
But did she have a cute voice?
I think she sounded like you.
What?
Maybe it was you. Maybe it was you talking, and in my mind it was her. I don't know.
Okay.
Or maybe it was just you as a baby. I don't know. It's just a dream. It's just a dream, guys.
I can remember my dreams quite vividly.
Yeah.
And I always tell you about it in the morning.
Yeah. Well, whatever anyone tells me in the morning, I don't remember.
Yeah.
As you all know about the swimming pool, just don't talk to me in the morning.
Got it. Oh, we gotta set up the swimming pool soon.
We do.
When and shall we do it?
Let's do it this weekend. Because this week we're busy with a shoot. In fact, we're doing the online episode, which I'm not going to talk too much about, just in case it fails. But
we're
trying to trying to do another Class T 25 episode. But we'll do a vlog this weekend. And there is a client involved as well.
So, okay.
Yeah. Cool. Exciting times.
Cool.
Exciting times.
So what's the next question? What were you saying?
I was saying a lot of things. Which one? The dream, the baby, the swimming pool, the client? One.
So, my turn to ask you a question.
Oh, sure.
Growing up, what did you want to be? A YouTuber? Was that your childhood dream?
I don't know if I wanted to be it. You know what? Growing up, there was no such thing as a YouTuber.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
but do you want to be like an actor or like in the entertainment industry?
I think at some point, right, all teenagers... I mean, when you read like the magazines or when you go past the bookstore, you see the magazines. At that time, it was like 17 and stuff. You see like Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. You're like, oh, this is pretty cool. What,
like you want to be in the cover?
To? Yeah.
Really? I have never.
Not want to be in the cover, but I'm like, oh, it's so cool to be famous. Then I started thinking like, are they rich? Do you get rich by being famous?
Oh, wow. You think a lot.
I do.
I just want to be like a zookeeper or like a vet or like a... air stewardess, like nothing like super crazy.
Yeah, I always wanted to do something crazy.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You got your dreams. Do you think you achieve your dreams?
Yeah, for sure.
Aww.
I just hope it continues.
Yeah.
You know.
At what age do you think that you will stop being a YouTuber?
Wow. That is actually a really good question. I don't know if I will. I don't plan to stop, at least.
Okay. So you're like 85. Welcome back to the gaming channel.
Why not? Why not? As long as there are people watching.
We're going to play Chinese chess.
I'm sure I wouldn't be playing Chinese chess at 80.
Yeah. Maybe next time when you're 80, they play like VR games. And then like
I think I'll be like playing FIFA 56.
And then it'll be me like telling you to stop.
Yeah. Yeah, but if I could, I would continue as long as there are people watching.
Aww.
And as long as it's sustainable.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
I will always be a subscriber.
Thanks.
Do you think that YouTube will ever like die off?
You can't rule it out, right?
Yep.
You can't rule it out. I mean, a lot of things have went down before, but so far so good. I gotta say, I mean, YouTube is one of the biggest platforms right now. In fact, the biggest video platform. It's owned by Google. So far, everything is looking right for YouTubers, except for the apocalypse and CPM going down during this period
I
for
no
the
idea what
coronavirus. I mean, there's a lot of reasons that have contributed to my stress lately. But so far, so good. And to ask me to stop is very difficult because look at the amount of jobs that me being a YouTuber have created. Look at the community that we've built.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I can say, you know what, today I don't feel like being a YouTuber. I don't feel like being making a video and I can just stop.
Yeah.
Because there have been a lot of times where I do.
Aww.
Yeah. And I mean,
so if you were not a YouTuber, what would you have been? What would you see yourself doing like right now?
I don't know. I really don't know. Really? I couldn't imagine anything else.
Wow.
Probably like something weird. Probably like an entrepreneur trying to
Sell something.
Trying to
A startup tech company.
Not sure about tech. Yeah, I don't really have the technological knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I used to have that interest. I did study computer science. But was that study?
No.
Okay. As I was saying, yeah, I did study computer science, but I forgot a lot of it.
Yeah.
And the interest sort of died after high school, so yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. What about you? Doctor?
No way. I didn't even attend school properly.
But if you could. Okay, if you could choose any job in the world, what would you choose? Go.
I think I wanna be a zookeeper.
Zookeeper.
I wanna own a zoo. How about that?
Okay, being a zookeeper is very different from owning a
zoo. I want to own a zoo.
Okay.
But like a happy zoo, like a safari, like where the animals are just like protected, but they're not like constrained into a small area.
Oh, so that's a happy zoo.
Is there a happy zoo?
I guess it's a happy zoo. I think a Singaporean zoo is pretty happy.
Yeah.
Man, let me tell you, right? I've been to some zoos. I don't know if
you... Where, in which country?
Vietnam. I've been to some zoos where there was like one goat.
And then it's just like by itself. Oh.
Okay, maybe there were three or four goats. But you or deer.
I can't imagine like paying for a ticket and then being so excited to see anyone just
the
like
the ticket was like $2 or
$3. Like one goat.
Yeah. It was like just an entry to the compound and we saw like I went on a date there with my ex.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you enjoy your date?
I really don't remember much animals.
Yeah. No tigers for sure.
No tigers for sure. At least
maybe
like,
it's like a farm.
I'm sure there was no.
I think
I've
it's
been,
a farm.
Okay, listen, I've been to a farm. It wasn't a farm. Okay, it was it's either like a goat.
A mini zoo.
Okay, there was a goat and there was a deer.
That's.
And I remember
maybe that's just someone's backyard.
I would have believed it was someone's backyard. And you know what? We actually fed like
the goat.
Yeah, but there weren't goat food. It's not like a farm where like you can buy I don't know what goats eat, but you can buy stuff for them. I forgot.
So what do you feed?
M&M's or Skittles. One of it. I remember one of it.
No.
Yeah. And yeah.
Wait, were the Skittles provided by?
No, they were not provided. I don't even remember seeing zookeepers or staff there. Okay, it was just like compound.
I
want to
see
animals.
A picture of that. Oh my god.
There is no picture.
What's the zoo called?
How would I know? It's probably something Vietnamese. I don't know if it's still there. You know, at this point, I don't even really know if it was a zoo. I just went to someone's backyard.
Yeah, maybe it's like some uncle's house and then he has like a pet goat. That's all.
Okay, it was a long time ago.
But you paid $2.
I paid $2 for it.
And you fed the goat Skittles.
Fed goat Skittles.
Like, was it a normal thing?
I don't know. Okay.
Like, the people there, like.
I don't know. Maybe that's why there aren't so many animals there.
Because
people feed them random stuff.
Skittles.
I don't know, man. It was a long time. It was a long time ago. Okay. But yeah, I love animals too.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not sure about owning a zoo.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, you gave me the 5 seconds pressure, and I don't know what to say. But I'm not sure if I could own anything. Maybe a sushi restaurant.
No one's asking you to own something, darling.
But I mean, if you have like...
Okay, if you could choose what you want to do, you want to own something, right? So you would own a sushi restaurant?
Yeah, because if you own it, then you can control how everything runs, correct?
Okay.
And everything can be like altered to your liking.
Okay.
If you work for something, it's hard for you to adjust. I mean, you can, but it's just harder.
Well, yes and no. I mean, if you're running a business, of course you have to decide based on customers.
Yeah.
Like how we ran WOW.
Oh
man, should we even talk
tragedy.
About that? Yeah, that was okay, it wasn't a tragedy.
Yeah, it's not a tragedy.
I think it was a great lesson.
Yeah, yeah. It was a interesting part of our lives.
Yeah, this is something that a lot of people ask me, what happened to WOW? WOW was a dessert
not so
restaurant.
WOW.
Yep, not great, not WOW. Just whoa.
Whoa.
Basically WOW was a dessert.
You're so funny sometimes.
I think only you think I'm funny.
Okay, sorry.
Basically, WOW was a dessert store that I owned, right?
Yep.
Remember that?
Yes.
And
of course,
we were selling. We were selling bingsu. Why is it funny? Is that what it is? Is that what it is? Is that what it's called?
You don't even know.
Is that how you call it? Bingsu?
Yeah.
Why does that word sound so funny suddenly?
I don't know.
All right, guys. We were selling bingsu. All right. We were selling bingsu. Okay. It's not supposed to be funny. But
okay.
We were selling bingsu, but our partner insisted to call it Rainbow Snow.
You think it's a joke?
You know what? At this point, I'm just going to laugh at it. Because
why
not, right?
Yeah, I mean, like now looking back, it's a bit funny.
Yeah,
it's like a silly, I don't know.
Basically,
experience.
We were selling ice kacang.
Bingsu.
Yeah, went from bingsu, Rainbow Snow to ice kacang.
You might as well say we are selling flavored ice.
But we were.
Technically,
we were selling flavored ice, even though the machines that we got were of the highest quality, right? From Korea, and man, we got like 6 or 7 of those.
Yeah.
And each of those made one flavor. But wow. Basically, you know, amongst all this laughter, for those who are watching, I own a dessert restaurant. It was at Plaza Singapura.
You used to own.
I owned.
Yep.
ED.
Okay.
Owned. I used to own.
There's no owned ED, is there? Okay, sorry.
Okay, you're just confusing. You're just confusing me at this point.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, there used to be a dessert bar named WOW, and it was 33% owned by me.
Mm-hmm.
And we had 2 other partners.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was, it started so well. I mean, even though it was more of a hype product, right?
Mm-hmm.
a lot of people went there because of the hype, a lot the Facebook videos that we were making from the In Central, from my YouTube, from our meet and greets that we held there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people went there because of the hype and because it was a celebrity or a YouTuber owned bar. Mm-hmm. And I would appear there very often. So it would also be a great place for me to meet my fans. And also a place where my grandparents and my mom and my dad would visit.
Yeah.
So during that time, I did have a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was
So much fun. Owning a dessert store is pretty cool. I mean, even owning a restaurant is pretty cool. Having that space, having that flexibility, having a little team there to make
But I guess it was nice that we tried it once in our life to own a
I don't regret it.
Yeah. I don't regret it. It was fun. I was managing the store for a bit.
Yeah, so before I get into how we stopped or how we left, let's talk about the fun moments because there were a lot of fun moments.
Yeah.
And in fact, right, the staff that we had were called Wow Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are now our friends and some of them are our talents, right? Amethyst?
Yeah, is she still a talent?
She's a talent from Crave.
Yep.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty cool. And I think I did have a conversation about it with her. And I think we had some good memories. So you were managing the
girls.
You were managing the girls and a lot of the restaurant at that time. So in fact, you were doing a very important job because on my side, aside from all the marketing stuff, which you also took part in, I had to focus on YouTube.
Yeah, you did.
So why don't you tell everyone what that was, how that was like?
Well, I used to work in a few F&B restaurants, but never as a manager or someone who is in charge of like so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, being like your partner, like as in your girlfriend at that point in time, like I wanted to help you as much as I could. So by doing that, I decided to work on the floor, like at the floor. Is it on the floor? On what is it called? On the ground.
On the ground.
Yeah, but basically to be stationed at the shop itself. So I was actually working there for about 6 months or more.
Okay.
Around there, right?
Around about 6 months, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So I was there every day doing cashiering, making the recipe, managing the like supplies, dealing with all the schedulings and all the like the small
basically
little things.
Basically, you were playing
like
restaurant manager. La.
Yeah.
But in real life.
Yeah.
How was it? How was that? How
honestly, how was that it is not very easy because firstly, there's a lot of problems with scheduling, especially all of them are like students and they're all girls and they're all quite young. So there were a lot of like small little problems here and there, and like it was hard for me to like be the middle person all the time because sometimes obviously I have my own opinions, but
and
I have
to be the big sister, right? Because you were technically the supervisor.
Yeah.
You weren't the boss.
Yeah.
But you were the supervisor.
Yeah. So I was very caught in between. Like for example, if they're not happy with something, like who do I side? Like the girls or like you know? Sometimes it was a little bit hard for me. I felt very caught in between. But I think it was a very interesting experience, and I think I learned quite a bit from that. And like, a lot of the times, I think I felt a bit misunderstood also. As much as I wanted to connect very much with the girls, they feel like I am maybe just going to side the bosses. Yeah. Like, or yeah, but which is not exactly true because there are certain times where I feel like I would also stand up for them and like implement things that would benefit them as well. So
I think managing people is
really not
very
easy.
Difficult.
Yeah.
It's one of the hardest things that that anyone can do to manage a bunch of people.
But I think it was really
a big group of people.
Yeah, it
right?
was a great learning experience for all of us.
I also took some of that experience with me managing people and what I saw there, because these kids were a little bit younger and they weren't as at that time they weren't as mature as they weren't as adventurous as someone who would like join me on YouTube, right? And and dedicate their life, their time and day to this. So it was very new to me when someone would be calculative about their timings and stuff, because that's not what I'm used to with whatever I do. Like at YouTube, we put our heart and soul.
Yeah.
But over there they calculate overtime and stuff. So okay, sure. But what I realized was after like 2 months, you start seeing them draw the line between management and team, which is really sad. And it's also something we talked about in the Ryan podcast. It's everywhere. When it comes to managing a group of people, I mean, that's how it is.
Yeah.
But what was really sad was one of our partners actually turned most of our staff against us. And Debbie in particular.
Yeah.
Let's not say the name or anything, but the partner made you the scapegoat to a lot of things.
Yeah, and a lot of problems, which is...
And then being kids, they would just believe
whatever
story they want to believe.
Yeah, so there's a lot of small problems here and there, which is crazy. Yeah. You know, it was just so many small little things. There was like an incident where there was like a bee infestation in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And there was a time where a girl was trying to take some ingredient for the recipe and the entire shelf of glass bottles fell on her. Oh, there were like so many of all these small problems or like the glass fell or like something.
Oh, there was even a kid that came over and threw his bag over on the roof of our stall, and then it became our problem.
Yeah, yeah. And there was once like a small wood piece fell in front of a customer or something like that. It was just so many crazy things. But
so yeah, big props to those who are actually owning an F&B, man.
Yeah,
how difficult it was. And it always seems like, oh, you own a restaurant, so cool, but man, the amount of responsibility and problems that, you know, someone who does that would face is immense. It's huge. It's too much. In the end, WOW wasn't making any more money. Wasn't profiting any more money.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the full story or what it was.
Up to today, we don't really know what happened at the end, to be honest.
I don't want to know. You know, for me, I feel like it's just a part I want to leave behind.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what, I'll just let go of my shares. I don't need it.
A learning experience.
I'm just going to walk away. Take it as a learning experience, and I'm done with this. And because there were really so many problems towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so that was a great experience, and it taught me to focus more.
How many years ago was that? 2, 3?
2016. Yeah.
4.
Yeah, 4 years ago. Well, it taught me how to focus because... Back then, I think and four years ago.
4 years ago,
I was 22.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. So, you know, when you're 22, right, you're already making a little bit of money on YouTube, but not enough to get your dream house or your dream car.
Yeah.
Well, I had my car, so not enough to head. Not enough, okay? Especially with an entrepreneur spirit and something like that, you always want more and you always want to achieve like that kind of status. As a 22-year-old, I felt like I want to earn more money. I want more. I want to spread my eggs everywhere. All right, so I do a little bit of YouTube. I have a main channel. Let's do a gaming channel. All right, let's do InCentral. All right, and let's start a cafe. And collecting a little bit of money everywhere. But in the end, there wasn't that enrichment and fulfillment as compared to what I do now. After starting Titan, we are more focused. We know what we want.
Yep.
We're creating content. We're creating the a premium content for your brand to put your name in. We're doing so much. So I realized that it's much better to just focus on something that you really enjoy and you're really good at, even though it may take a much longer time to reach your goal than to get fast money, which was what WOW was actually. Or at least at the start. We were making.
Yeah. Will you ever see yourself opening a restaurant ever again?
Yes.
Yeah.
I used to say no, but I feel like I've learned the correct skills to start a restaurant. I think I would. I think I would be very careful with it.
Yeah.
I definitely won't sell dessert.
Yeah, I think dessert is a little bit hard.
Unless I am a big chain, a franchise, then sure. But, you know, with like food delivery and stuff, I would start a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that I really liked about WOW was that I could have a place where I can connect with the fans.
Yeah.
Like, when we have a meet and greet, okay, let's meet at WOW. If we ever need to meet a fan for any reason, or have a small gathering, or have like, oh, you know what, it's Saturday, I want to surprise some of the people who go support to WOW you. And support me, I'll just hit down to WOW.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it was nice having that kind of moments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Maybe one day. What would you want to sell?
What would I want to sell? Mm. I want sushi.
Sushi? A sushi bar?
So that I can eat it whenever.
Okay. That's not impossible, actually.
Yeah.
Right?
Call Roy.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right, so we may have a sushi restaurant.
One day.
One day.
We should open a hair salon so that you can.
Oh my god, yes. Hair salon. I'm down.
It's crazy.
I'm down. Just send me the proposal. Anybody who wants to co-own a hair salon, just send me a proposal. I'm down. All
right. Yeah, but it has to be right beside our house.
It has to be beside our house, and I have to wash my hair there every day.
And me too.
And the massage has to be a bit longer.
Why don't you just hire someone to do it for you?
Why not, actually? Well, right. We would need a bigger house and like the thing. I don't know what it's called, but the washing thing. Yeah. I actually did go online to see how much it costs.
No,
but it
you
would be
are
completely
extreme.
Unrealistic to have it here.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to fill this house out. What, we bought a swimming pool and now we're going to have a hair
salon.
I mean,
we can deflate that swimming pool, so it's not a problem.
Okay, but we can't dismantle the hair salon. Yeah.
We can put it in the garden.
In the garden.
Just wash your hair outside. Connect it to the hose. I'm just kidding.
Nah. Well, yeah. This has become a career talk, hasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. We
crazy.
Started talking about our relationship and then we started talking about a career now.
So what should we talk about now?
Let's talk more about our career.
You like that?
Yeah. Actually, right. Okay. I know because we are doing a documentary soon. We'll be doing a documentary. Actually, over the past 9 months, right, we actually filmed so many things.
You're doing a documentary?
I mean, about us.
Oh, are we?
You didn't know about this?
No.
Okay, basically, we are doing a documentary. We already have the clips. So I'm just going to cut it into a documentary.
Oh, cool.
And then we'll shoot some interview parts to cover the documentary. And basically, the documentary will cover our proposal, our marriage, our wedding, and having a baby, gender reveal, the whole process of
wow.
it. Because we have so many clips that we haven't shown people.
Mm.
And we went through so many things during that period. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, 2019 was so different from 2020, you know. 2019... Like I said, we just went through so many of that.
Yeah.
2020, we're just at home. I mean, life has been way more slower paced and chill.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll be doing that documentary and talking about a little bit of that soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, now you do.
That's cool.
Yeah. And I was actually hoping to release it on our wedding.
Aww,
anniversary.
So sweet.
Which is 21st of May. But I'm not sure if we can still do it
in
because
time,
of the
right?
because of the yeah. timeline. Yeah, this coronavirus sucks, man.
It does.
It's ruining my vibe.
Not too much for me. Yeah.
All right, we're gonna end the podcast here.
Okay.
What should we talk about next episode?
Well, we can talk about the proposal. We were saying that we're going to talk about it this podcast, but we didn't. I'm sorry.
We're sorry, guys. But on the bright side, there will be another one coming your way.
If you guys are interested to hear us talk.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. And second baby?
Tell you more in the next episode.
All right. All right. We'll tell you more. We'll talk more about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's end the podcast here. How long has it been?
I have no idea.
I don't know. But I think we're a little bit tired.
50 it's minutes.
50 minutes. Okay. I mean, it's 1:50 now. Let's go check on Starly.
Yeah.
And yeah. We'll be back in the next podcast, guys.
Thanks for watching.
Thanks for watching.
We deviated so much and we like talk about so many things, but
okay, next one, I promise you, we're gonna talk about the proposal. We're gonna talk about the wedding. We're gonna talk about our love. We're gonna talk about Starly. We're gonna talk about baby and pregnancy.
And marriage.
I just said that. All right.
All right.
All right. So thanks you guys for tuning in. Thanks for watching our podcast. Click here to subscribe. Click here to watch our previous podcast that we did together. And yeah, we'll see you in the next podcast. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye.